Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Sudden oak death hits firs and redwoods, posing risk of economic damage. Douglas fir, one of the nation's most economically important timber species, and California's coast redwood are infected with the fast-spreading new disease known as sudden oak death syndrome. So far, the disease, which has killed tens of thousands of oak trees in California, has been found in Douglas fir only in saplings in Sonoma County, but the potential for a major economic impact is already clear. "We were stunned," said Dr. David Rizzo, a plant pathologist at the University of California at Davis who led the study with Dr. Matteo Garbaletto, a forest pathologist at Berkeley campus. Douglas fir goes up into British Columbia, so this is a big deal. Current federal regulations include the requirement that all host species harvested from infected areas have all bark removed and left on site and be accompanied by a certificate before being transported between states. Harvests of Douglas fir, a major timber and Christmas tree species, are worth more than $1 billion each year in the United States. Douglas fir is the dominant tree of the Pacific Northwest, giving the forests of the region their distinctive evergreen canopy. Redwood, also valued as timber, produces bark that is widely sold for landscaping and gardens. The disease is caused by the microscopic organism known as Phytophthora ramorum, part of a group of fungus-like organisms known as water molds. Discovered in California in 1995 and thought by most scientists to be a foreign invasive species, the disease is a close relative of the pathogen that caused Ireland's potato blight and another species that has wiped out vast swaths of forest in Western Australia. Quarantine regions include 12 counties in California and one 9-square-mile patch in Oregon. Researchers found Douglas fir and redwood trees infected with the pathogen in the wild earlier this year. Researchers still do not know whether large, mature Douglas fir or redwood trees can be infected or killed by the disease. The symptoms of infected trees of different species range from death in oaks to small spots on leaves of bay trees. It remains to be seen how severely Douglas firs and redwoods will react to the infections. In the field, researchers found that the disease killed the growing branch tips of infected Douglas fir saplings. The disease also killed young sprouts at the base of infected redwoods and killed the needles of the tree. Meanwhile, as the disease appears to hop from species to species, infecting a total of 17 known plant species in California so far, researchers are left scrambling to find ways of containing the ever-increasing and often unexpected sources of infection, including yard and park clippings. "The Bay Area alone generates 1 million tons of green waste a year," said Dr. Rizzo. Because the disease is thriving there, Dr. Garbaletto said he had been studying whether the composting can be trusted to kill the pathogen, or whether these excesses of yard waste will need careful tracking as well. He said he was even working on how to dry bay leaves for cooking so that they would not spread the disease to other plants. No cure is known for the disease, and Dr. Garbaletto and colleagues are conducting experiments to find possible preventatives that can be applied to a forest. In Australia, where a relative of sudden oak death has reduced vast forests to grass and shrublands, managers have found great success with aerial sprays of preventive chemicals. But researchers said sprays would not be feasible in places like the heavily populated Bay Area or Muir Woods, a tourist attraction of redwood trees just across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. In Oregon, the region known to be infected is near Brookings by the California border, and only in a species known as the tanoak, one of the hardest-hit trees in California. Given the small area, Oregon's researchers are actually trying to eradicate the disease from their state by burning diseased trees. "There's no good precedent for getting rid of a disease like this," said Alan Kanaski, forest pathologist for the Oregon Department of Forestry. "If there's a precedent, it's that eradication fails, but maybe we can at least delay its spread." The story was written by Carol Kasich-Yoon of the New York Times Company. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come advise in the